All right, now it's time for jazz, Thursday morning jazz. My name's Ken, and it is the day after John Coltrane's birthday. John Coltrane, perhaps one of the most influential jazz artists of modern jazz music. So we're going to be playing a lot of Train this morning, and we'll start right in with Giant Steps. Thank you. John Coltrane. But before that, he played with Miles Davis. Let's go back a little bit. John Coltrane, born September 23rd, 1926, which would make it his 89th birthday yesterday, and born in Hamlet, North Carolina, and passed away at age 40. Passed away way too soon in 1967, July 17th. John Coltrane really opened up the world to, really freed up the jazz form. Some really interesting improvisations and freedom, and really took it to a high level. But before that, before he was a great solo artist, he was with the Miles Davis Quintet. And that produced one of the great albums in jazz called Kind of Blue. And we're going to hear So What, Miles Davis featuring John Coltrane on tenor sax.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Stanley Jordan doing his version of the John Coltrane composition Impressions. And that's from Stanley Jordan from the album Stolen Moments. Impressions. Love that tune. Before that, we heard from a saxophone player who was deeply influenced by John Coltrane. You can hear that in his sound. His name is Walt Weisskopf, a little-known tenor sax player, perhaps, but one that's got amazing chops. And we heard from his new album, we heard the title track from that, entitled Open Road, Walt Weisskopf, great tenor sax player. Before that, we heard from John Coltrane himself. From the album Blue Train, we heard Moment's Notice, 1957, a recording session with John Coltrane on tenor, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And before that, we started out that set with Miles Davis Quintet from his classic album Kind of Blue and the great jazz standard So What? And that features Miles Davis on trumpet, Bill Evans on piano, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. This is Thursday Morning Jazz. The top of 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 the top of
you dead, you done. You better let the good time roll, baby. Oh, let's get it on, mama. And I don't care if you're old. Get yourself together, let the good time roll. Don't sit there mumbling, talking trash. If you want to have a ball, you gotta go and spend some cash. And let the good time roll, baby. Get yourself together and let the good time go. In town. Got a dollar and a quarter and I'm just riding the clown now. Don't let nobody play me cheap. I've got a 50 cents more than I am gonna keep. I'm gonna let the good time roll. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. And I don't care if you're old. Get yourself together, let the good time roll. Rainy weather, if you want to have a ball, you gotta get yourself together. Oh, get yourself under control. Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Ray Charles. All right, we listened to, by request, listen to the great Ray Charles, the genius, as they call him. Last one you heard was Let the Good Times Roll, Ray Charles and the Count Basie Orchestra from the album Ray Sings, Basie Swings. And before that was Ray Charles, although you may not have realized it because it was an instrumental. He did an album that included mostly instrumental tracks, and this one's called A Genius Plus Soul Equals Jazz. And I believe it was a Quincy Jones production. And we heard Ray Charles on the Hammond B3 organ playing Moanin'. And we're playing a lot of John Coltrane, but I've been taking requests as well, which has gotten me a little bit off track. But I'm going to play a track called Transition to finish up this hour of Thursday Morning Jazz. The album, as I said, is called Transition. We're going to hear the title track from that. This was released posthumously in 1970. It was recorded back in 1965. I don't understand why it was kept in the vaults, because there's some really great, great tracks on it, including the one you're about to hear, and the ballad Dear Lord is on that as well. And this is the classic John Coltrane Quartet, with John Coltrane on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. So this is the 15-minute long Transition by John Coltrane. Thank you. John Coltrane doing a ballad, nothing like it. Had to play that to kind of cool things down after the one before that. But you definitely heard two sides of John Coltrane transition as he was breaking into that avant-garde stage. And then we brought it back down with that sweet, soulful ballad, Dear Lord. And that was the great John Coltrane Quartet.